The first restored truth that I learned was the nature of the Godhead. The true Christian doctrine of the Godhead consists of three separate beings, was known in biblical times. God bore witness of Jesus, his only begotten Son, on several occasions. He spoke at Jesus' baptism, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus himself testified of God, his Father, when he said, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." After Jesus' death and resurrection, we learned that Stephen, he being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." What a dramatic testimony of the Godhead from that disciple of Christ. The knowledge of God and his physical separateness from his Son and the Holy Ghost was lost after the death of Christ and his apostles. Confusion and false doctrines about the Godhead were fashioned out of the Nicene Creed and Constantinople councils, where men declared that instead of three separate beings, the Godhead was three persons in one God, or the Trinity. Just as Christian Protestant reformers struggled with these creeds of men, I did as well. The teachings about the Trinity that I learned in my youth were incomprehensible to me. However, when I was introduced to the glorious truths of the first vision experienced by the prophet Joseph Smith, it was a stunning awakening for me to finally understand the truth about the nature of God, the Eternal Father, and his only begotten Son. Joseph declared, "I saw two personages whose brightness and glory defy all description, standing above me in the air. One of them spake unto me by name and said," pointing to the other, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." This heavenly vision restored the wondrous yet plain and precious knowledge of God and his Son to the earth again, dispelling at once the teachings I had learned about the Trinity.